W.S. Merwin, American poet, believes in regeneration and lives his belief. For decades at his Maui home, he's worked to create a lush forest on land that had been all but destroyed, planting seedlings by hand, one by one. Today, his 19-acre forest on Maui's North Shore is home to one of the world's largest private collections of palm trees, and it now enjoys permanent conservation protection thanks to a partnership between the Merwin Conservancy and the Hawaiian Islands Land Trust. We asked him how his poetry and his work to preserve a palm forest are connected.
There's no connection between something that was never separated. I mean,
yeah.
they belong together. And we are connected with every blade of grass and every insect in the universe. Only we like to pay attention to the traffic on the thruway instead, you know, and think that's the real world.
Well, and of course, in American literature, there's a long tradition of poetry that is closely connected to the natural world.
Oh, well, my hero is Thoreau.
Yes.
And Whitman off and on. Emily, dear Emily with her garden.
Well, exactly, but it just seems to make total sense. How did it originate, this project with the palm forest?
There was another element to it. I saw this piece of land, which was really like the outback in Australia. It was this valley which had been absolutely wrecked by ruthless first deforestation and then ruthless agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and including the final thing, a few guys who didn't know anything tried to make a pineapple plantation a part of the garden, and they plowed the whole place vertically. So that was the end of any topsoil up in the upper stretches. It's a valley.
They plowed it vertically, so the topsoil just ran right off as soon as it rained.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when I came in, I saw the soil was just about as good as the dirt road, the plantation track I'd driven down on the ridge. I looked there and I thought, well, when I was in my 20s in London, I knew and read the people who were in the beginning of the soil movement in England,
mm-hmm.
and I was fascinated by them, and they were talking a lot about restoring ruined land, and I thought, if I ever got a piece of land that was badly treated, I'd like to see what I could do with it. So everybody said, you can't do anything in there. Well, I found that there's one kind of ironwood, as we call them now,
mm-hmm.
but actually they're casuarinas. It was it's a wonderful name for them by a 16th century Dutch botanist, because he said that their long sweeping boughs reminded him of the wings of the cassowary bird. So that was Rumphius, and everybody reveres Rumphius, including me.
Sure.
There are two species in particular that are among the only non-legumes that will actually put nitrogen and oxygen back into the soil and start building it up again.
Uh-huh.
And 30 years after I planted all of these all along the top of the ridge, it was a windbreak immediately. It changed the temperature immediately. It changed the moisture immediately, and they grow very fast. They grow to about 85 feet, and I had to cut them down 30 years later because they got termites, and well, I was planting other things. I planted palms around them, and I just out of curiosity took my planting spade and set it in the ground a foot away from the stump of the tree, pushed it, and it sank into 18 inches of black topsoil. And I thought, it's true what they say about these are great trees.
Sign of hope, right?
Yeah. Once you get it alive, once you get the soil alive again,
mm-hmm.
it spreads by itself. It wants to keep growing. And so now Chipper Wickman of the National Tropical Botanical Garden was there recently. He said, oh, but you've got such wonderful soil. I said, no, I don't. It's got no NPK in it at all, and the humus is entirely made by the trees themselves. But once it gets started, it moved down the slope, so it looks as though it's all good now.
I have to think there are some larger lessons in all that.
These things are all connected.
Sure.
And the life of the place. Once you start putting it back, it wants to be there. But the only native species. I tried to plant entirely native species. It didn't work. Even koas. Paula, my wife, and I planted 300 koas, and some of them would get up to 25, or a few of them were absolutely beautiful. But they all got attacked by weevils that weren't there in the old days, or by one thing or another, and none of them survived, except for one species that came from the Big Island. And so we keep them. But the other thing that grew here and managed with all the weird conditions was the first Hawaiian palm that I put in. And I thought, the palm, well, they're pretty tough. They'll live it out here. Palms are 90 million years old, and they've been in all sorts of places. So I thought, I'll grow some more palms. I got some more Hawaiian palms, and they were hard to get then. So I thought, we can't be too precious about this. Palms are endangered all over the world, just as Hawaiian natural world is. So I want to see what palms will grow here, because some of them must be endangered in their own habitat. And they were. It turns out that this garden apparently saved one species from extinction. They got an officially extinct tree on Reunion Island, and a wonderful seed distributor sent it to me, and apparently I was the only person who grew them.
But I have to think, William, that this is a story that could be replicated many times over in different places.
It certainly could be.
Where there is sufficient will.
Yeah. But if you're trying to develop it all and turn it into something else, you don't want it to be something else. You want it to be itself.
Yeah. Again and again, I come back to lessons that inform your poetry and things that are found, insights that are found in your poetry.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you see that.
W.S. Merwin is a former United States Poet Laureate who's been awarded the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award in a career that spans more than six decades. He's the keeper of the 19-acre Merwin Palm Collection near Haiku, Hawaii, which has been given permanent conservation protection through a partnership with the Merwin Conservancy, Copper Canyon Press, and the Hawaiian Islands Land Trust. You can learn more at hpr2.org.